there's a great fitting story to this club.
Let's talk a little bit about the slider.
Let's dive into the fitting aspects of this club.
This is Tinkering 201.
You heard it here first.
Some golfers aren't going to be sure which driver head they should go to. Let's start talking about that.
I like them straight.
I like them long.
All right, AJ, enough chit chat.
This is the Fitting Room Podcast with your hosts, Nate Adelman and AJ Volpel.
What's up, everyone? You are in the Fitting Room presented by Callaway Golf, and we are actually broadcasting live from the Callaway booth at the PGA Show in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, AJ Volpel. Alongside always is my man, Nate Adelman. And Nate, a lot of listeners are not familiar with the Fitting Room. Some of them never even heard of it. I can't believe it, but some of them never heard of it.
Yeah, it's baffling.
And mostly because this is our first time broadcasting on Sirius XM, PGA Tour Radio. So please, why don't you just give a very brief, I know how you like to go long, give a very brief description of what the Fitting Room is and what we've been doing for the last 2 years pretty much.
Yeah, well listen, golf clubs are really complicated. They're loaded with technology, and it's really hard to know, are you in the right golf club that's going to make my game as good as it can be? And the beauty is that we have the ability to make your golf clubs to help your game to be as good as it can be.
That's right.
So even golfers who are interested in this topic, when they go online and they look and try to do research and do their homework, oftentimes the information is not accurate.
It's lacking.
Or it could be accurate for one person but not for another. And so what we try to do here on the Fitting Room is we try to educate our listeners on all the aspects of fitting, whether it's about a particular club, whether it's about a particular aspect of a club, like the grip, the loft, the shaft, and even going in, talking with engineers, talking with tour players and their approach, so that when a golfer does get a new club and goes to get fit, they're more educated so that they know the right questions to ask and they know that they're going to give themselves the best chance to be fit properly.
Right, and we have a little bit of credibility. I mean, we've had some amazing guests on the show. I mean, we've had Phil came down, told us his fitting secrets and how he fits himself for golf clubs. We've had Hank Haney on. We've had experts in almost every area of fitting, whether it's a Callaway custom fitter or somebody else in the field, and we kind of get all that information and kind of relay it to all our listeners.
Not to mention top 50 instructors. And
even you've been keeping count. I know you've been keeping count.
Even the engineers that created the club, so we understand what the parameters of this club are trying to do.
Right, and we want all the listeners to get involved, so call up 866-469-0026, and please ask any fitting question you have. Don't be shy. We're really nice guys. But, Nate, first thing I want to touch on, ton of misconceptions out there when it comes to custom fitting. I mean, I was at a demo day yesterday. We had all our custom fitting reps, but then there was the lines were so deep that there was a portion that, you know, golfers were just grabbing a club, any club it seemed, and hitting the ball. And I was looking at the ball flights and saying, like, oh, like this is wrong. So I would go over, help them out, adjust the OptiFit hosel settings for them, shaft. Maybe it was even the Epic driver head, which one they should be hitting. There's so many misconceptions, and I'm wondering, what are some of those myths, and please dispel them so that everybody goes and gets custom fit.
So I'm going to spell it out really simply for you, AJ. You would never, for the listeners who can't see you, were in a very, very fine suit.
I know. Listen, when I'm wearing a sports coat, that means it's all business, all right?
So you would never go to the store and just buy the suit off the rack and just wear it out to a formal event, right?
Never.
You want to get it tailored, and golf clubs are no different, and it doesn't even cost more to get it done. But the number one reason, and I've spent a number of years in hitting bays helping fit people, is they feel intimidated. They feel intimidated that, A, they're not good enough.
Totally.
B, that the fitter's judging them, and see that, you know, they, maybe they just don't belong, or that's what only serious guys do.
Totally. PGA Tour guys do. That's only, you know, or low handicap, for instance.
And I can tell you, spending time in the fitting bays, there's nothing more that a fitter wants than for the customer to hit it well, hit it clean, and just help that customer with their game. They're not there to judge. They're there to educate about the technologies that exist in the club and get the golfer in the best setup for them.
Right. The custom fitters, they want you to come in. They want all the golfers they can get. They want everybody to get a set made for their swing, because chances are it's going to be different than the next golfer that they fit. So what would you say another misconception is?
So similarly, for a lot of times, the people who are intimidated, they're also saying, you know, I'm not that great of a golfer. It's not going to be that effective.
Right.
And what we say is that it's actually those players need it more. You
right.
know, like you better believe that a guy on the PGA Tour, if he picks up a random golf club, he's still going to be able to shoot a nice score.
100%. Right? Yeah.
And so it's the guys who maybe their swing isn't perfect or maybe they're not as consistent. Being able to get fit so you can get the right model of clubs, mm-hmm. the right setup for your height, your the length of your arms, all of that stuff. So
right.
It's the people that actually are the higher handicaps that probably need more help than anyone.
Yeah. And what would you say? Dispel one more myth for us before the break.
Yes. So price. It's yes. always like golf clubs are expensive.
It's way too expensive, right.
How can a store possibly give me a custom one-on-one fitting? And I'm already spending, you know, $1,000 on these clubs. How could they possibly just do that for free? Well, I got news for you. Many, many retailers in the country that have absolutely exquisite setups in their stores to be able to fit you on the spot. You can make an appointment. You can choose your level of one-on-one attention, but there's – and it doesn't even cost more. When you place an order online with nearly every manufacturer, they're going to create the clubs in their warehouse, ship them to you at no additional cost.
Right. Okay, so we want to help you with your fitting game, with your golf game. So ask us all your fitting questions throughout the show. It's going to be an hour long, 866-469-0026. We have an amazing show today. We have two incredible guests. We're going to bring on the guy who builds Phil Mickelson's clubs, his go-to guy. That's Garrett Pond. We have Corey Newman, who manages pretty much all of Callaway Custom Fitting. So they're going to come on and drop a ton of knowledge. I know you're excited over there. You're shaking over there. You're so excited.
The best part about when we get guests like this is that I know I'm going to learn something. I know you're definitely going to learn something.
Totally.
So that means our listeners will hopefully learn something as well.
Right. And how can people listen to the podcast if they've missed episodes in the past?
Yeah. So AJ and I, our podcast, The Fitting Room, is on Callaway Golf channels or wherever you would get your podcasts, or it's iTunes, Google Play. And mm-hmm. we are every other week, usually Wednesday afternoons.
Right. So our latest episode was which Epic driver is right for you, because we have the two models. We have the Epic GBB Standard Epic, and then we have the Sub-Zero model, Sub-Zero being for higher spin players. So we talked to our man Dave Neville, who also works at Callaway, and he gave us the ins and outs of pretty much which head is right for you,
and
right?
That's probably the number one question we've been getting this week is how do I know which head? So that go listen to that podcast. It'll dive deep, and there's some cool nuggets in there that'll definitely be surprised to golfers out
so,
there.
So, again, we are broadcasting live from the PGA Show in Orlando, Florida. We are live from the Callaway booth. It is packed here. We actually have a couple fitting bays where consumers are trying Epic for the first time. PGA professionals are trying them. Vendors, everybody is super excited to get on with it. So the number to ask your fitting questions again is 866-469-0026. Amazing show lined up. We have Garrett Pond. He built Phil Mickelson's clubs. But first, we are going to be right back with the question. We're going to answer the question, Nate. What is the most important factor to look at when getting fit for driver?
Can't wait to find out.
I know. We're going to bring Corey Newman on. He controls pretty much all the custom fitting at Callaway Golf, and he's going to come by to just drop a ton of knowledge on us. It's going to be great. Do not go anywhere. This is the Fitting Room live from the PGA Show. We'll be right back.
For more featured guests from Callaway Golf, tune in to SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio.